Okay, so here I am in my kitchen with Pauline Thomas, who is involved with St James's Church. Pauline, can you tell us how long you've been involved?
About 18 months. I'm an as good as retired English teacher, but I really enjoy doing a little bit. And I've probably been involved for 18 months, running an English session weekly in St James Church for people whose first language isn't English, for people who've come here to live. Not so much people who've come here and intend to go back home, but people who want to learn the language, to live here, to work here, to integrate here, to be part of our society. It's free and all any nationality, any age, adult, not children. And it's a way of bringing people together to... The everything's conducted in English, to speak English and to have a chance to communicate in English and begin to get a sense of what it's like to live here.
Can you tell us, obviously I don't want to know individual names or anything, but a little bit about some of the students, where they have come from and how good are they at talking in English?
We've got a very, very wide range, actually. Some are really... fairly fluent, and certainly there's one young man who is almost ready to get a job, and with just a little bit more confidence boost, he will, I think, in the next few months be able to get into employment, which is marvellous. He came with a little bit of English but very lacking in confidence. One of the things that we've been able to do during the sessions is a personnel manager has come in just to give him some practice in the kind of English he needs for an interview. So he's had a couple of dummy interviews, and he told me afterwards that it was very scary, but it's boosted his confidence no end, and we hope that that one will pay off. We've got an Asian lady who's lived here for many years but whose English is poor. We've got complete beginners. We've got one or two who are working part-time. We've got a mum from Slovakia, I think, who's working as a cleaner with four children in the school system. So she needs the kind of English for talking to teachers, for talking to professionals around her, for coping when her children have a medical crisis, for talk to hospitals. It really highlights the kind of English that you need to bring up a family in this country.
So is English to survive and then to thrive in Gloucester, really? Is that what you're trying to do?
Pretty well. It's not only about learning the words, but learning to get on with it, to communicate what you need, when you need, rather than a talk course. It's about having the confidence to have a go, willing to make a mistake, but to be in a supportive environment where everybody's learning together and there's a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, but people have a go. It's developing their study skills, their thinking skills, their awareness skills of what's going on around them and what kind of language they need for the job.
And what countries did the students come from?
At the moment, Greece, Russia, an Italian who has lived in Germany, so he's got a very mixed up language background, Polish, Slovakian, Romanian, Indian, Pakistani. Usually there are 10 or 11 students in any given week, and one of the good things about this session is that people can come as long as they need to come and as long as they want to come, as opposed to the very short courses that are offered elsewhere, where you have to pass an exam and that's it. This gives a little bit more time and space just for developing language in a more natural way, because that's how we learn language. You can't learn it to order, really. It takes a while for it to become part of you and be useful.
And there have been students from other parts of the world as well, I think, haven't there, from Iran and other parts of Europe and also from South America, is that right?
Yes, a Brazilian lady has been coming for a few weeks, and Bangladeshi, Sri Lanka, What did you say?
I thought somebody from Iran had been.
There was an Iranian. He's moved away now to another city, but he was very appreciative of being in a group that valued him, valued his what he got to offer, and the part that he could play in the group. I think, in particular, he felt very supported by the other students, and by the church ambience as well. I think for a multicultural group to feel safe and happy in a church environment is what excites me the most. I think it's been very, very, very exciting.
And what do you enjoy about teaching the students?
A lot of fun. Allowing people to make a mistake without feeling threatened, because that's how language works. There's a lot of laughing in this course, and there's a lot of all the activities are collaborative rather than sitting doing individual worksheets. It's always trying to get two or three people working together to solve a problem, answer a question, do a quiz. I think it's the collaborative, informal, happy environment that I really like.
Thank you.